John, you met with Representative Moffitt at his South Asheville home. Why did the representative start InTouch NC?
He said that he was dismayed once he went to the General Assembly to find how the media was reporting both on the legislature and on his activities in particular. He thought conservatives weren't getting a fair shake and that he'd remedy that by first starting his own personal site to get his message out to constituents.
And who are the target clients?
Well, in so far, the company has almost exclusively targeted fellow House members. Some 30 members of the House have signed up for services with InTouch NC. No one from the Senate, Representative Moffitt, told me that some Senate members have taken interest of late, but so far it's just House members.
You reported that he purchased 170 website domain names. I found that most interesting.
Right, one for every seat in the State House and in the State Senate.
Very shrewd move.
It has made this whole operation possible in a sort of template-style fashion whereby not only are the website addresses somewhat standardized, but the content is among most of the sites as well.
But if you look at the website domain names, they are .com. This is clearly a commercial venture.
It is, and has been since Moffitt founded the company in late 2012. He's been upfront about that.
And why would a representative want a .com site when the government provides them websites?
Well, the state legislature sites are pretty skeletal. They do provide just a bit of contact information, which district you're from, and they'll include links to bills you've sponsored and the like, but there's not an opportunity there for legislators to plug in a lot of their own original content.
What's the basic package look like?
Well, the package comes with several services. The company runs a website for you if you're a client, also is willing to manage your Facebook page and your Twitter feed. So it's sort of a catch-all of social media and online outreach.
Henderson County Representative Chuck McGrady bought into this.
He is a client. In fact, the campaign records would appear to indicate that he's the second largest client of the company after Moffitt himself.
How much does it cost to buy in?
It starts at a base rate of $250 a month, but some folks are paying more for additional services and particularly the ability to add their own content.
And how do lawmakers pay the monthly fee? Is it from state funds, from campaign funds, or from personal funds?
The vast majority of them pay with their campaign funds and document those payments in their campaign disclosure report. That's how we got the data about who's paying what. However, a handful of clients that have received services have not paid out of campaign funds. Moffitt told me that they're paying by other means, presumably out of pocket.
Is InTouch NC unique?
It is, according to some analysts I spoke to at the National Conference of State Legislators. These two analysts I spoke with there keep a pretty close eye on potential conflicts of interest and unique business operations by state legislators, and they've never heard of a situation exactly like this, they told me.
You spoke with a woman by the name of Peggy Kearns, the director of the National Conference of State Legislatures, the Center for Ethics in Government. This is in Denver, Colorado, and they track business activities of elected officials. And what you're saying is she had never heard of an arrangement quite like this?
No, there are situations wherein state legislators will double on the side as political consultants. They will make money off of politics. But this is the first case she had heard of where a legislator is directly selling online services to fellow legislators.
You also spoke to Josh Lawson. He's a spokesman for the State Board of Elections. What did he have to say about this arrangement?
I asked the State Board what the rules were regarding how these campaign funds can be spent by legislators, including to companies that they own. Keep in mind, Moffitt owns this company, and he's using $9,500 thus far of his campaign funds to pay his own company. According to Mr. Lawson there from the State Board of Elections, that's legal so long as it's reported under the rules and it's spent on a purpose that is allowable under state law.
Is Representative Moffitt making money on this enterprise?
He says he is not. We found that the company has received just over $55,000 at the least in the first year and a quarter of its operations. But Moffitt says that because he's paying several staffers to run the work, he's actually losing a bit on this deal.
It's long been speculated that Representative Moffitt would like to be Speaker of the House. Much of being Speaker is about building relationships. It's about supporting other friends, their candidacies for re-election or election. is this a vehicle for him to create those relationships that will help him become speaker?
I think it certainly begs that question, because InTouch NC has garnered clients from the mountains to the sea, from literally the furthest west in North Carolina to the furthest east. We've got a map with our story that shows all the districts wherein he has clients who are paying for his services. So that company, at least, has built something of a network of contacts statewide, and were someone wanting to run for Speaker of the House, you might think that would be useful to them.
This is an online service, but there is now a print publication.
That's right. Many Asheville area residents will recall an incident last November where the Asheville Citizen Times carried an insert called the Raleigh Digest, which was paid for by InTouch NC, but wasn't marked as political advertising of any sorts. It led some folks to complain that it might be confused with news coverage. There was a bit of a brouhaha about that.
It did generate lots of publicity, probably the most publicity that's related to InTouch NC.
Sure, it was in the spotlight, and there was a round of news about the news, so to speak, and it certainly brought the company to many more folks' attention back home here.
You also spoke to Chris Cooper, an associate professor of political science at Western Carolina University. What did he have to say about InTouch NC?
He says it may well be legal and ethical under the state laws, but he thinks it's got a major perception problem, or at least something of a perception problem, because it is a case of a legislator benefiting financially from relationships with colleagues. And he didn't think that would always pass the smell test. He said it's, I believe, something along the lines of just the sort of things that folks have come to hate about politics.
But you did follow up with Representative Moffitt about the professor's analysis of InTouch NC, and what did he have to say about Mr. Cooper's response?
Moffitt, it's no surprise, sees it very differently. He thinks of this as a constituent service, something that's part of his service as a member of public office, and that it's beneficial to have this level of outreach. And as I said, he has asserted that he's not really making much money on this, and it's not about the money.
John Elliston is a reporter with the online investigative news service, Carolina Public Press. John, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.